This is Fairhope Hospice Presents, sponsored by Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care and the Pickering House, serving Fairfield, Hocking, Perry, and Athens counties.
Post-Labor Day, and I got to tell, you got to tell the wearing white story. You told me off the air. And that is, you know, we always say, you know, you don't wear white after Labor Day, which again, to me, means nothing.
I know.
If I wear white, I look like a big marshmallow. But women, I guess, this is a, is it still a thing?
It must be, because here's the story. So the last Friday before the holiday, sometimes on Friday, I'll take some donuts in and drop them off at the different buildings. And I was down at the Needham Turner Center building. I took the donuts in, walked around, and I looked. And two of the girls had our Fairhope t-shirts and white pants. I had my t-shirt on, or a shirt on in the white pants.
So you were all wearing white.
I kept going, and there's another one. And I was like, holy cow. Went up to the main building. There were seven of us. And all of us said, oh, we wanted to wear white before the holiday. You know, before the holiday came. So it must still be in the back of our minds, like ingrained in the back of our minds.
So now you won't wear white pants or white shirts
I packed them away. Well, white shirts are okay.
Until when?
Next spring.
Well, I was going to say, when is it acceptable then? Is it the first day of spring?
I think it's kind of when things warm up. But now white shirts are fine. It's just you can't wear white shoes, white purse, white pants. It's a lot of work to take care of these fashions, Mark, telling you.
I didn't even know. Again, guys, you know, go and find, well, okay, that shirt doesn't smell too bad. I'll wear it today. You know, from the five different shirts, exactly the same I have in my closet.
Yeah.
My four pair of jeans that, you know, I rotate through.
You just leave all that to us, okay?
I have one pair of shoes and a pair of sandals I take on vacation. That's literally it.
Oh, my goodness.
I do have a pair of nice, shiny shoes for formal occasions, but I wear one pair of shoes.
Oh, you're low maintenance.
And they're color coordinated. They're black. So, I am low maintenance.
You're like a granimal, those clothes that they used to get for kids that had the tags on.
I mean, sometimes I wish I'm not going to activate the camera, but Kristen's in here. She's got the beautiful green shirt on. You've got your nails match. Your jewelry all matches. You are just perfectly accessorized and coordinated.
Well, thank you.
Guys, look, I cut my fingernails this month.
Oh,
you know?
Good. Thank you for that.
Well, no, I keep everything nice, you know. I wash the pertinent parts. But the point is that, you know, I don't even want to know how much time a typical person like you spends getting ready in the morning.
Well, I've been doing it for 50 plus years, so getting good at it.
Well, anyway, I guess we should talk about Fairhope a little bit.
Let's talk about Fairhope.
First of all, you know, we are past Labor Day.
Yes.
And so we got the AIM clinic, and I guess the first next major date is coming up here, and that's the ribbon cutting.
Right, ribbon cutting is on September 23rd. That's a Monday at 4 o'clock at 1319 East Main Street. We're really excited. I'm just anxious to show off the progress and what we've done. You know, the patients that are coming in and being seen there by nurse practitioners and the physician are just really appreciative of it. You know, there a lot of comments we're hearing are, well, we're already out and about. We just left the physician. Yeah. Can we just stop in?
Yeah, so, you're right in the perfect location.
Yeah.
Talking with Kristen, Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care, home of the Pickering House, home of the Anita M. Turner Center, and home of the Advanced Illness Management Clinic.
It's going to take half of our session to talk through all these places we've got.
Yeah, you also have the Logan office, right? Which is fully staffed and serving the Hocking County community.
Right.
All right, so we've got a ribbon cutting and open house coming up. What's the date on that?
September 23rd, 4 o'clock. That's on Monday.
I'd hope you'd have a sign up by then. The sign out front.
What do you call them? Footers? Doug? Poured the footers or something yesterday?
You mean where they put concrete in a hole?
Yes.
That's a footer, I guess you'd say.
I don't know. And then they're putting the sign together. I have to go today.
No, this is going to be like a neon sign, a lighted sign. What
are
you doing?
It's going to be very appropriate.
Okay.
I'm trying to think. It is going to be lit.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, we'll say Fairhope. We do have partners in there with us, so it'll have his information on it.
I love lighted signs, right? I love neon. I am into beautiful signs.
Are you?
Yeah. Is yours just going to be backlit, or are you going to have an electric sign?
You're
going to spell out AIM in what?
That, you know what? I'm going to leave that to professionals. I just look at the colors, approve them, and it looks good. I've got a great team to help me with that.
I can't wait to see it.
Okay.
It's going to look great.
The unveiling will be soon.
You know, my feeling on signs is the bigger and bolder, the better. But that's just me.
Well, we'll see. It'll be a surprise.
All right. And again, any dignitaries? You got everybody invited for the open house?
We got everybody invited. We've got so much support. I mean, just people are just really thankful. I think they're starting to understand what this AIM clinic really is and the difference between Fairhope. Now, that's our goal every day. Our marketing team is out every day talking about that. But, you know, I want to just getting back to the basics, and we're talking about our Fairhope program and just the patients that we serve in the community. It's, you know, I want to make sure that people understand, like we've said before, one call does it all. Mm-hmm. You make that one phone call. And really, we can connect you to the AIM clinic if you are interested more in a in palliative care. And if you're not sure what you want, give us that call at that number one time, and we'll get you in the right direction.
Mm-hmm. Doctors may tell you what they're recommending and what they think you need. But then it comes, you said there's a big difference between what you need necessarily, what you want to do,
and what you're ready for. You know, those are big steps, big changes. And so both of our teams are here just to kind of steer you and walk you through that. So, you know, we're really thankful that right now in Fairhope, in the hospice, we are able to serve so many patients. Mm-hmm. Fortunately or unfortunately, we've been very busy, able to just serve a lot of lives and help keep a lot of people comfortable, support them through that, really their journey. So we continue to be thankful to the community for all their support and just are really anxious to roll into the end of our 40th year here as strong, you know, as strong as ever.
We've been celebrating the 40th all year.
We have.
Yeah. Hocking County Fair is next week.
I know.
And so we want to do a shout out for that and say that you can look for the Wolf, along with sister station WLGN in the Art Hall. And I know that's where Fairhope's going to be as well.
Absolutely. We've got a lot of staff excited for that. A lot of our staffers are Hocking County folks. They're showing animals. They're going to be at the fair.
I believe your vice president, Tim, is...
How about Seth?
Seth.
Yes.
Who's Tim?
Seth White is our vice president. He is from...
I even know him. I've talked to him. Why did I call him Seth? Seth White. He's got. He's kind of like a Hocking County farmer
guy,
right?
He's born and raised here in Lancaster. Mm-hmm. He's a transplant to Hocking County. It's going on 2 years, and he's going to be at the fair talking about Fairhope, enjoying his Hocking County adventures.
You can't have a fair without Fairhope. I'm just saying.
Correct.
We'll be on the air every afternoon, either on the Wolf or on WLGN, so you got to stop by and say hi. You know where we are. We're right inside the Art Hall.
Absolutely.
Be easy to find. All right, we got about a minute. What would you like to wrap up with
today? You know, I just want to make sure that people understand that it's very easy. It sounds complicated. We talk about these, you know, our four buildings and what they are and what they do. But really, all you need to know is to make one phone call. And that number is 740-654-7077. You can go to Facebook page, like us, follow us there. You can go to our website, fairhopehospice.org.
You might have four buildings, but I got to tell you, each one is a special place.
It is. Each one of those does something a little different. Yeah. But you don't have to know all that. All you have to do is make that one phone call.
Exactly. 740-654-7077. If you're long distance, and there's still a lot of our area where cells don't work necessarily, you're still using a landline, it's 800-994-7077.
Give us a call.
And you can also look them up, fairhopehospice.org, and on Facebook, Fairhope Hospice, home of the Pickering House.
Right.
And we'll see you next week.
Thanks.
We'll
Sounds
see you,
great.
We'll see you at the fair.
Can't wait.